The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley, in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
We're starting now in Yetz Hashem Perek Azov, which discusses a lot of the basic concepts of how we look at money and transactions that involve cash, and therefore it would be kedai to make some type of basic hagdama on economic terms, how we look at different currencies. The Mishnah says, Azov koine es hakesef, hakesef einoi koine es hazov. We'll see in the Gemara, this is a din derabbanan, that if a person goes to a store, and he gives cash, and he buys a pound of tomatoes, let's say, the transaction is actually not completed in halacha until he picks up the tomatoes. The fact that he paid for the money does not complete the transaction, therefore both parties, both the buyer and the seller, could still be choizer, they could still be mevatel the contract. He'll give him back his money and he'll give him back his tomatoes. But if the buyer had already taken possession of the tomatoes, then he was already koiner, and he was kind of for both of them, neither party can go back on the contract. Obviously, this is very clear to us, which is cash and which is when we go into a store, when we go into a grocery store, we're buying tomatoes, which is the money and which is the goods that are being purchased. The money is the dollar that we handed the buyer, and the tomatoes is the goods that are purchased. The Mishnah, however, discusses in a case where two people are exchanging, doing a transaction of currencies. We have two types of currencies. How do we look who's the buyer and who's the seller? Bepashtus, we would say that the buyer and the seller is determined in terms of who went to who, who's in need of which currency. If I need yen in order to do business in Japan, and I go to somebody who has spare yen, and I buy the yen, or I buy euro because I'm going to Europe, then I'm the buyer, and the seller is the fellow who had extra yen to give me or extra euro to give me before I made my business trip. However, the Mishnah says not that way. The Mishnah says that Zov and Kesev always have a relationship of Zov. Koines ha-Kesev, ha-Kesev ein ha-Koines ha-Zov, which means that Kesev is considered the currency which buys the Zov. And Zov is considered in the terms of Chazal. Kesef is always considered tiva, which means cash, currency, and zov is considered peri, is considered goods. The Gemara explains why. There were two times, in the times of Chazal, people did business either with silver currency or gold currency. However, being that it was more commonly used, the common market currency was kesef, was more available. Therefore, that's considered standard currency, and everything else that's being bought with kesef, with silver, is considered to be peri, is considered to be goods, even though that thing might have a standing on its own of currency. Legabe, kesef would be considered peri, and the kesef would always be considered tivim, would always be considered currency. The Gemara says in Amud Beis that Pidyon HaBen, which is a choiv that the Torah sets at a standard rate of 5 sloim, which the Gemara says 5 sloim is 20 dinorim kesef, and the Gemara says, the Braisa says that the standard rate of, in the times of Chazal at least, of gold to silver was 1 to 25. And therefore a dinner of Zov was always worth 25 dinarim of Kesef. So the Gemara says if somebody had a Ben Bechor that he had to be paid in, he would give a dinner Zov to the Kohen, the money would have to be returned, the change would have to be returned to the Yisrael, 5 sloim of kesef, because the dinner of Zov is worth 25, and his choiv was 20, so the Kohen would return him 5. And the Gemara says that l'choiv we should have to make a cheshbin, depending on the rate of silver gold. The Gemara says if the rate of silver and gold change, not always is it 1 to 25, if one goes up, one goes down, the rate of the silver, the Chazal will keveya as the price of the Pidyon HaBen that the Yisrael has to give the Kohen, will always remain standard, and the amount of Zov that he gave the Kohen will always either go up or go down in price, depending on how the market of gold is doing, and how the market of silver is doing. But the Chayv itself, which is in silver, will always remain the same. The question is why? What happens if the reason why there's a discrepancy in the rate of 1 to 25 is because the price of silver dropped, the silver market dropped very suddenly? L'chay, we would have to say that the amount of money that the Yisrael would have to give the Koyim, maybe it would go up and down depending on the silver market. We don't say that. We always say that the Koyim remains steady, and just the amount of money that he's paying in, which is Zov, or if you would want to give him tomatoes for the same price, would depend on how the market of tomatoes or the market of gold is doing. But the Koyim itself, which is in silver, always stays the same. Why is that? We see from here a basic concept in how Chazal looked at currency. Chazal determined that all debt is established in terms of the standard currency. If I borrow from somebody a pound of tomatoes, and the price of tomatoes today in the market is 69 cents, my choyv is considered not as being a choyv of a pound of tomatoes, it's considered as being a choyv of 69 cents. The fact that I borrowed tomatoes is not relevant. Choyv is always established, and the same goes in Havo, and we'll see this is a very basic concept. And there's tremendous nafkaminus in this in Hilchas Ribbis, obviously, when people borrow, not cash, but they borrow things that are considered goods. How much do they have to pay back? Debt is always established in standard currency. That'll mean in America, it'll always be established in dollars and cents. In Chazal's terminology, debt will always be established in silver, because like we said from the Mishnah, that silver is always tiva, not peri, because it's the more commonly used currency, even if there's another currency that is used somewhat, but silver will always remain the currency. Therefore, debt will always be established, and a choyv that the Torah was kaveh, such as Pidyon HaBen, will always be considered to be in kesef, not in zov. And therefore, when I borrow tomatoes, my debt is always established, is always hukva, in terms of how much money the tomatoes are worth, not in terms of the volume of tomatoes. If the price of tomatoes went up and down, it doesn't make a difference. My choyv is still 69 cents. Even if I would want to pay back in tomatoes, midaraisa, in order to pay back my choyv, I would have to pay back either more tomatoes or less tomatoes, depending on tomorrow's market. But the choyv is always in dollars and cents. Let's translate this into how we understand our economy. If in America today the price of gas suddenly shot up, as we know there has been the case recently, we have two ways of looking at it. Either we could say that the price of gas has gone up, or we could say, one could argue and say, that the dollar is weaker. We know that in the worldwide market the dollar is weaker. That means not that gas is more expensive, but the dollar has less buying power. Therefore, it costs you more dollars to fill up your tank, the tank of your car. L'chayr, that's two ways of looking at any discrepancy in price. However, we could argue the other way too. What about the real estate market, which has dropped recently? Do we say that the dollar is worth more, and that's why it costs you $200,000 to buy what used to cost you a house of $300,000? Well, we say no. We say that the real estate market has dropped. Obviously, if we're going to say that the dollar is weaker when it comes to gas, and we're going to say the dollar is stronger when it comes to real estate, the dollar can't have weakened and strengthened depending on the commodity. So Seichel would say that we have to look at the dollar as having dropped. We have to say that the dollar, and this is what we're saying from the Mishnah, that the standard currency always stays in its place. Commodities are what go up and down. The price of gas has gone up, and the real estate has gone down, but the dollar is a dollar. And therefore, if a person borrows $100 in the year 2007, in the year 2009, he still owes him the same amount of dollars, regardless of how many gallons of gas or how many houses he could buy with that same amount of dollars. The standard currency is still the standard currency. And the debt is established in that currency in dollars. Now let's put this into a few shailos la'aloch. In Eretz Yisrael, we know that even though the standard currency is in shkolim, however, dollars are also used. Anything that you're going to buy that has real value, a car, let's say, or more importantly, real estate prices and even rental prices of real estate are established in dollars. Does that tell us that in Eretz Yisrael, the shkolim and the dollars are both to be considered tiva? Or we say no. Being that the standard local currency is shkolim, the shkolim is considered the tiva, is considered currency, and when you're buying dollars, but when you're dealing in dollars, really that's only a way, that's like dealing in tomatoes, that's like dealing in goods. But dollars are really in Eretz Yisrael only goods. This is a subject of a machlokes between Achronim. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva, And Rav Eliyashiv also has written in a few tshuvas that dollars, because it's used so extensively in Eretz Yisrael, and prices are established in dollars, very widespread practice, so dollars are to be considered currency. However, Rabbi Yaakov Bloy, in his Sefer and Hilchos Havo, says that we cannot treat dollars in Eretz Yisrael as currency. Therefore, he says, if a person borrows $100, it has to be the amount of the debt has to be established in terms of that day's going rate in shkolim. And if that day's going rate was 3.5, his debt for $100, the $100 bill that he took, would be 350 shkolim. If the price of dollars went down, and now the dollar is only worth 345, he would have to add another 5 shkolim to his debt. It doesn't make a difference that the price of $100 today went down. His debt was established in shkolim. Rav Moshe and Rav Eliyashiv, as we said before, argue on this, and they say that if you borrow from somebody $100, you can return the choyv at $100, and that's considered a payment of that choyv, because the dollar is to be considered a currency in Eretz Yisrael. However, today that we know that the dollar is fluctuating, and everybody knows that the dollar can't be relied on to be set, and the real estate market in Eretz Yisrael today extensively has changed over from valuing houses and cars in dollars, and they've gone over to a shekel exchange. L'choira, it would be possible to argue that even according to Rav Moshe and Rav Eliyashiv, the dollar is no longer to be considered currency in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore if somebody would borrow $100, it would be only considered as borrowing goods, and the rate of his debt would have to be established in terms of shkolim. And then tomorrow, if the rate of dollars in shkolim went down, he would have to pay accordingly by how many shkolim he borrowed yesterday, not by how many dollars he borrowed yesterday. The Gemara also says that zov koines hakesef, and kesef eine koines hazov, which means, as we said before, that you could be choizer any time you only gave over the money. If you gave over the goods, and the goods was, you made a kinyan on the goods, the buyer made a kinyan on the goods, so, in a case where the goods were taken, where the buyer took the goods, neither party can renege on the agreement. However, if the buyer and the seller only the tivah changed hands, so then the kinyan could be nizbatl. Either party could renege on the contract. Let's say if one of them wanted to change the terms of the contract, either party could be mevatl the contract and establish new terms of payment. What would be if a person goes into a money changer here in Eretz Yisrael, and let's say he gives the money changer $100 and he wants him to give him shkolim? The money changer looks in his wallet and he sees he doesn't have the shkolim right now available for giving over. So he says, you know what, give me the dollars, I'm going to go right now pick up shkolim and I'll bring you back the shkolim. Would we say that then either party could be mevatel? Because the dollar was given over and the dollar is currency. As we said, we're talking now, let's say, according to Rav Moshe and Rav Eliyashiv, that a dollar is to be considered currency. The answer is no. Why? Even if we say that the dollar has a cheshivus of tivah, of currency, because it was being used for so many years to establish rates of mekach u'memkar in Eretz Yisrael, however, when we're dealing with dollars versus shkolim, when it's one transaction involving dollars and shkolim, that's for sure that the dollar, as opposed to the shekel, is to be considered payment. Heyois, kesef is still the more widely used currency. Therefore, when two parties are exchanging, let's say in the money changer, when the contract is in an exchange of dollars and shkolim, that's definitely true that even if the dollar in itself has a cheshivus of tiva, but the dollar, when one is buying shkolim, has a cheshivus only of peri. And therefore, if the dollars was given to the money exchanger, and he had not yet given over the shkolim, that's for sure that neither party could be choizer, because the dollars had already exchanged hands. The goods had already exchanged hands. However, if we would look at it all the way, and we would say that he gave him the shkolim, and the buyer, the tourist that just came now and wants to buy shkolim, says that he'll give him over dollars later on, that's for sure that they would be able to be choizer on the contract, because the goods had not yet exchanged hands, Takeret, he had only paid for the goods by giving over the shkolim, which is to be considered the currency. The goods had not exchanged hands, which is the dollars in Nahum's case, in which case either party could be choizer, and this is again what we're saying from the Mishnah of Hazov, Koines, Hakesev, Hakesev, Eni, Koines, Hazov, that even two things which are to be legitimately considered currency against each other, but where one is the more widely used, more widely circulated currency, obviously in the place of the where the transaction is taking place, so there we treat the two currencies, via this one, via the other one, we treat the one that's less used as goods, as peri, and the one which is more used as kesef, and accordingly that will be the halacha of azov kenis hakesef, hakesef eni kenis azov.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.